to the Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.
Straight up, this the new anthem for everybody working hard trying to make that money. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up. Just cause she dances, go, go. It don't make her a hoe, no. Vaccine, put your wretches on.
It's the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025 are the phone numbers. In the studio, we currently have Emily, who is trying to beat Carmen's record at the urging of her boyfriend. 20 Chick-fil-A chicken minis. She is up to, Emily, what is the grand total right now? 10. Halfway there, Carmen. What did I tell you? She was going to get halfway there in 15 minutes.
That's fast.
10 minutes after 9, and she is already there. She's a marathon runner, slow and steady. Just killing it. Just killing it slow and steady.
Yeah. Take a break. Take a 5-minute break.
Oh, no. Don't try to disrupt my my winner there, my horse. Okay, here we go. So Emily's eating the chicken biscuits. I'm on Facebook Live right now, in addition to Bone TV, so that we can now do the second part of this contest, where we blindfold Carmen. Carmen, you have a blindfold over there? Let's see. What do we got?
It's one of those little face masks.
Can you see?
Yeah. No.
Oh! Spanish, no, throw a punch at her. See if she flinches.
Don't. Stop.
Taser.
Ah!
Taser.
Yes. I feel like you can see through that.
Put one on.
No, well, no, put, no. Look, put grab like on. A paper towel. Grab a paper towel and put it in there, Spanish.
Just put it on like you're going to put it on your mouth and then put it over your eyes. You can't see.
What about the sides? What about peripheral?
No.
I mean, if you tried, you can, but you just got to.
You can't see.
Go over there and wave it in her face, Spanish.
Let me see, Spanish. Bring that over here. I want to see.
I don't trust you.
I don't want it.
We'll try
I'm not trying.
Okay. Yeah, you can't see. All right.
A big tampon. I don't want to put that.
Hey, we're making sure.
Science.
You're a known liar. Yes. You lie all the time. All the time.
When have I lied?
You said you love Spanish.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You secretly hate him. Mm-hmm. You said that you put makeup on yesterday and you didn't.
I did. I do not come in this room without makeup.
You said that you didn't poop. We know you poop.
No, I told you I did. God, I'm not a known liar. I've never lied to
you. You said you only ate broccoli yesterday. We know what else you ate.
Mm-hmm.
Chicken minis?
No, after that. Between the broccoli, there was a little snack.
What?
You tell me.
I didn't.
All right, continue lying. All right, so.
What are you talking about?
Now let's blindfold Carmen properly. What was that?
I said you're an idiot. How many guys are there?
Four.
Four total. Well, I just have to make sure.
Three. One dropped off.
Why?
One dropped off.
Okay. Three.
Yeah.
Well, if they're all ugly.
Yeah, this is, we need another one.
Well, we don't know. You don't know that the hot one dropped off.
Yeah. I don't know that. I'm saying, but four would be better than three, but yeah, all right.
Okay.
All right. There we go. Now, Spanish.
Yes.
Carmen is properly blindfolded.
Okay.
Let's bring contestant number one in up to the mic next to Galvin. Galvin has a written prepared.
I need them to say their name.
No.
Nope. Just gonna read. Just gonna read right off the thing.
Okay.
I gave that to Spanish, so wherever he has that, very prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Then how do I order them? Just 1, 2, and 3?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, by okay. Well, if I don't have their name,
you could call them A, B, and C if you wanted to.
I don't like that.
All right. Here comes the first guy.
You got to turn the mic on.
I'll show him to the people real quick.
Yep.
The mic is on right there. Don't say anything, sir. You're just going to read that statement, and then in this round, you're just going to read that statement, and then we'll ask you to exit and maybe possibly bring you back for another round. All right, here we go. Carmen?
Yeah.
You ready?
Yep.
Here we go.
Hi, Carmen. It's nice to meet you, and I also think you are really beautiful.
There you go. All right. Now, sir, please leave that there. Exit. In Spanish, send the next contestant in. Now, these guys, Carmen, you want to give me a preliminary feelings on what you're getting?
I'm gonna say he's either 2 or 3.
So I mean, like, as far as looks, what do you think? Like, on a scale of 1 to 10, what do you think he would be?
Like a 6, maybe like a 5.
All right. Tall, short, fat, skinny?
I don't know that much.
Well, what do you think?
Medium height, not over 6 foot, but I'd say probably about 5'10", 5'11".
Okay. All right, we got the next guy coming in. Emily is still eating chicken biscuits. What do we at, Emily?
Number 11.
That's 11. All right, sir, please just read for this round, just read the statement and don't say anything else, then we'll bring you back in for a second round, okay?
Hi, Carmen. It's nice to meet you, and I think you are really pretty.
There you go. All right, Spanish, take him out and bring the third contestant in. Carmen, what are your thoughts about that gentleman?
That one was hard to tell. he sounded much younger than the first one. I know that.
Tall, short, fat, skinny?
I'm going to say he's thicker. I don't want to say fat, but he's definitely thicker.
Okay. All right. And this is our final contestant now because the one guy dropped off. So we have just three today. And final contestant, just read that one statement, please, and then we'll bring the other guys back in. Carmen, we'll let you ask a couple questions, okay?
Okay.
All right, there you go, sir.
Hi, Carmen. It's nice to meet you, and I think you are really beautiful.
All right, now put that down. Spanish, please escort him out. And Carmen, so, fat, tall, skinny, handsome, what are you feeling?
Okay, so age-wise, B is the youngest, and then C second, and then A is the oldest.
Are you leaning towards any of them right now?
I'm kind of leaning towards B.
Uh-huh.
But the B and C, they both kind of mumbled at the end. So that's hard.
All right, let's bring them back in now.
Can you tell me, am I like close? Am I?
No, I'm not.
No, I'll tell you anything.
The whole point is you're supposed to be able to tell by their voices.
Don't.
Like, Spanish can tell if somebody is black or normal by their voice.
Yeah, I mean,
that's a quote from Spanish.
I mean, yeah,
so. You did say you could tell whether somebody is black or normal.
I mean, I was painted in a corner with that whole thing.
With black paint?
I don't know whether this is going to help at all, but Carmen, two of those three guys read the statement wrong.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Carmen, was the statement?
I mean, they basically all had the same thing. It was written down for him, but two of the three changed words.
Wow.
They can't read.
That's right.
I'm not telling you which ones. I'm just saying two out of three.
You're the best.
All right, let's bring contestant number one in.
Okay.
And Carmen, don't talk about, you can't ask their names.
Okay. Or their age. Can I ask age?
No. You can't ask any questions. Oh. You could just engage in conversation with them.
Okay.
Oh, we do have one more? Yeah. Oh, we do have one more. Oh. Okay. All right, let's bring that last contestant in. Well, don't say anything. Your blindfold on.
It's on.
I wish to God he would come in and get on the microphone and go, hey, Cowhead. Hey, Cowhead. All right, here we go. One more contestant, Carmen.
Okay.
Is this what I do right here? Okay. Hi, Carmen. It's nice to meet you. And I think you're really beautiful.
There you go.
So nervous, dude.
It's my first time on the radio.
He's walked in a room filled with strangers.
Man, stop asking questions.
Read a line.
You didn't ask anybody else questions.
Well, you might as well ask him questions since he's here.
Okay. Can I ask him questions or just conversation?
You're just trying to hear his voice. You're not trying to get to know a little bit about him.
Okay. What do you do for a living?
We can't. Again, you're trying to know a little bit about him.
But I don't know what you're supposed to.
Say, what's your favorite sports team?
Well, that's a question.
Yeah, but it's not going to dial in whether or not he's hot.
You're ridiculous.
If his favorite sports team is the Patriots, he's probably from somewhere up there.
Yeah. Like, what in the world? What do you want me to? You ask him questions.
Do you want him to just say random words?
Yeah.
All right, you can ask him
Cadillac, three
questions.
Monkey bars.
Three questions. Go ahead.
God. What is your favorite TV show?
Roseanne.
What is it?
Roseanne.
Okay.
Where are you from?
Tampa.
Is that accent real or are you faking it?
Well, a partial accent. I my family is from Cuba, but I grew up here.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much, Don Juan. All right. Now bring one of the other contestants back in.
Does it matter who?
No. Okay. Well, we got to tell Carmen who they are. That
I
was four.
Know. That let's was
go,
four.
Let's go back to one.
I feel like that was fake.
No.
Okay.
Right, you have our word. What do you got? Are you making notes over there?
She's I don't know. It's so confusing. We're doing contestant 1, 2, 3, 4. She's doing A, B, C, and D. I don't know what's happening.
Well, no, I got to put them in order 1, 2, 3, 4, but they're contestants A, B, C, and D.
Let me get a chicken mini update real quick. 13, Carmen.
Woo.
She's killing it. Doesn't even look sick.
All right.
The contestant 1, or A, as you call him, is here. You're allowed to ask him 3 questions.
Okay.
Go ahead.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a underground contractor.
I'm just going to ask them all the same question.
Okay.
Where are you from?
Palmetto.
And I can't remember what my... Oh, what's your favorite TV show?
Can it be on like Netflix or something?
Yeah, of course.
The Ranch.
The Ranch.
The Ranch. I don't even know what the hell that is.
It's with Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Those are your three questions for contestant number one, or A. Thank you, sir. Please stick around to find out if you're hot or a big pile of dump, according to Carmen. Based on your voice. Based on your voice only. All right. We're bringing in the next contestant. This was the second guy you talked to. I believe you said this guy sounded younger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the youngest.
Yep.
Yeah.
We'll bring him in, and you could ask him those same three fantastic questions that you brought up.
Well, you won't let me...
I don't want you to make a decision based on like how much money you think he has or anything. It's got to be strictly on the voice. Go ahead.
A lot. I have a lot.
Not you. Shut up, sir. Go ahead, Carmen.
Yeah, he's young. I can tell. Okay, so what's your favorite TV show?
Law and Order SVU. Wow.
Maybe I'll go out with this.
I know. Don't take him. What do you do for a living?
No. You're asking different questions now.
I thought you were going to ask the same question.
I did.
Yeah, that is a question.
That is a question.
Remember underground construction or whatever that guy is.
God, you guys.
Shut up. This is the first time we've done this.
Stop yelling at me for doing what I'm...
Can't we all just get along? It's my birthday. Jesus.
Go ahead, Carmen.
What do you do for a living?
I work at Publix.
Ooh.
So he's the youngest. And where are you from?
Virginia.
Okay.
All right. Now let's bring the... final contestant and ask him the same three questions, which you did right, Carmen, and we were wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
So quit telling me I'm wrong. Well, you guys tell me I'm wrong when I'm
right. Put your blindfold on. Dare you.
God.
Put something over her mouth, too.
Emily, how you feeling?
I'm okay.
Yeah? All right, Carmen, this is the third contestant, but the final one for you to ask questions. Go ahead with your three questions.
Okay. Sir, what's your favorite TV show?
I guess Stranger Things.
Okay. What do you do for a living?
I work in shipping.
And where are you from?
Baltimore, Maryland.
Okay.
All right. Now, if you go out and we will give Carmen a couple of seconds so that she... Well, Carmen, I'll take a break.
Okay. I have them.
You have it already?
I think.
All right. Think about it.
Yeah.
Write it down. I'll take a break when we come back. You can tell us who you think from ugliest to most handsome. We'll bring them in. You can tell them to their face that you think they sound ugly.
Right. Okay.
And then we will see how well you did.
Okay.
Emily, how are you doing?
Good.
Before we go to break, what do we got?
This is 14.
14, whoa! Carmen.
Okay.
She still has over a half hour left to eat just six more.
Yep. Are you feeling full?
Yeah, I'm happy I wore stretchy pants.
Me too.
See?
Oh, my.
Yeah, my pants yesterday were like... tight. They were like the tightest pants I owned. So that definitely...
Got to keep it in, Carmen.
Yeah. Oh.
You look fantastic after you took that blindfold off.
I know.
You look like Doc Brown. Well. Keep waiting for you to hop in the DeLorean. All right, we'll be back with Carmen's guys and her choices next.
The Mike Calter Show on 102.5 The Bone. We now return to the Mike Calter Show on 102.5 The Bone.
It's the Mike Calter Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. 9:28. Show's going over today. Alan Alda's going to join us at 10:10. I don't know how I let you talk me into that.
I know he's your favorite.
I do like him a lot. Carmen just heard the sultry voices of four different gentlemen after proclaiming that she could tell a guy is hot by the voice. I've been duped too many times by the breathy girl who's
by hot
like,
guys.
Yeah. Show up and he's all dumpy.
Yeah. You're like, you sounded so hot through that hole in the wall.
The breathy girl calls you on the phone. It's like, I just really want to meet you. And then you get there and she's ginormous.
You want some french fries?
She still makes me love her, though, because you made the trip.
That's rude.
Seriously, though, Carmen, I'm interested to hear your thoughts on the guys after they were in here today.
Well, so it was kind of hard because you guys threw in, it started with three and then you threw in the last one.
Well, we had four and we thought one of them had to leave, but it turned out they were here. That was my fault.
Right. But they came in and they were very breathy and they had an accent which almost sounded fake. Maybe it was because he was so breathy or maybe because it is fake.
No. I mean, when somebody says Cuba, they are from Cuba.
Yeah, but because he was breathy, it like obviously accents will always make you sound a little bit hotter.
Right.
But because he was breathy, I think he might be a little bit bigger.
Okay.
So that walk put him out of breath?
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. It's kind of hard to tell. So
pretty good, Sherlock.
Yeah, so I would like to maybe like listen to him one more time, but I already know who's number one.
Okay, so give me the rundown. If I mention the contestant, will you tell me what you thought about him?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's start from the top, and then we'll bring him in. I'll bring in the contestant. I guess we'll find out first who you wanted to pick, who you think the hottest.
Well, you want to go worst to best?
Yes. I'm so confused.
I know. Yeah. This is
so many. Well, because there's so many things to do.
So it's contestant A, B, C, and D, because I have to put them in order from 1, 2, 3, and 4. 4 being the least. Do you guys get it?
Okay, whatever.
Okay, it's pretty simple.
So 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Who is the order.
Who is the ugliest?
The ugliest that I have right now was C. And it started off as A, but then after I talked to them, the C came in less confident.
Okay.
Where A the first time was less confident, but then he came in and he was more confident.
So right now the ugliest one
is C.
Is the third contestant.
Yes.
Okay.
Spanish, please bring the third contestant in and put them up on the microphone. Close your eyes, Carmen. Close your eyes. Put the blindfold on for the big reveal. Okay. We'll bring them on the mic.
Do you want to show them all at once?
No, I'm going to bring them in for the big reveal. Not on your mouth.
I know.
You're awfully bitchy today.
Yeah, because you're a super
awfully
dick.
Bitchy. I just want to point out, how many are you at, Emily? 16. Couldn't be nicer.
Because you're feeding her chicken biscuits.
Excuse
you
me.
Just keep yelling at me.
The ugly person is here. Talk to him before you take the blindfold off.
I didn't
off.
Say he's ugly.
You said he was the ugliest one out of all of them based on his voice, which you claim to be able to tell if a guy is hot.
Yeah, because he came in and he was confident, and then the second time he came in and he wasn't confident. So normally ugly people do not have confidence.
Lose their confidence.
Yeah.
Okay, so how do you feel about that, sir?
I don't know. Less confident now.
Carmen, please take off your blindfold and meet the guy that you said was initially hot from the phone call yesterday.
Yeah, because he was calling it on the phone and he was confident.
Well, today you made him ugly.
Yeah. Well, today he sounded not so confident.
By the way, your mom was hitting me up on Facebook Live voting for you, saying you were the most handsome. All right, go ahead. Have a seat there. All right, Carmen, who would be next on the list?
D.
D would be the second ugliest.
Yeah.
Okay. The one with the accent?
Yeah.
All right, put your blindfold on.
Okay.
Let's bring D in the studio.
And listen, I just said I could tell if they were hot, so if A is the hottest.
Okay,
by the way. Not A, sorry, but...
This is the first time we're doing this. We're doing this totally wrong.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Because really, think about it. What we should have done is brought all four in and had her pick
right.
Just by their faces who's hot and who's not, and then matched up to what she said about the voices.
I thought we were going
to
do.
Well, she thought she was going to be able to pick them out based on the voice alone. So,
okay.
All right. Now, sir, Carmen says you were the third most handsome, second ugliest based on your voice. She assumes that you were probably heavy because you were breathy and wasn't sure if your accent was real. Carmen, any other final words for...
I'm heading to the Skyway, by the way. I'm heading to the Skyway after this.
He's going to kill himself.
Well, now he sounds different.
Better or worse?
He sounds better because he's not all breathy. Like, literally, it sounds...
I have a cold.
Well,
I really do.
You got to tell me this, people. You guys are leaving out a major...
Oh, WebMD girl over here.
...factors.
All right, please take your blindfold off.
I hate all of you guys right now.
And say hello to...
You're the least. No, I'm kidding.
This is Danny from Hot 101.5.
Hi, Carmen.
Actually talks for a living in that voice. The real voice.
Yeah, well...
Not fat at all.
He's sick. He was breathy.
Okay.
I really don't have an accent, honestly, but I could bring it up if I need to.
You can hear it in there.
Un poquito. Yeah. I'm not Cuban. I'm Puerto Rican.
But when you say Cuba. Cuba. Cuban, Puerto Rican, same thing.
Same thing. Yeah. Oh, all going to be on the other side of the wall soon.
It wasn't until I lived in Miami that I realized that Cubans are the most racist people in the world. Yeah. They hate everybody that's not Cuban.
Yeah, a lot of my own family members in Puerto Rico hate Dominicans.
Yes, yes. Each faction hates other factions.
Of course.
That's the same with Asians, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And to us... All the same.
Right, yeah.
And I just want to point out that both contestants, C and D right here, mm-hmm. they're not any, like, they're not a huge different on the spectrum. Like, I wouldn't say, like, you're a 1 and you're a 10. Like, you guys are very close on the hotness
well,
level.
Well, but, I mean, on so, which one you would bang first, I know who it is, the tall one.
I mean, they're both kind of...
No, he's way taller than me.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's way taller than us.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, okay. Well, thank you, Danny. I appreciate it.
Anytime.
Now you're down to two contestants.
Yeah. So the next one who started...
Now, the next two are both pretty hot, according to you.
Well, the first one... Okay, so number two that I have two is A, who started at the bottom of the list.
Oh, he made his way up like Drake.
Drake, yeah.
Well, listen, I don't know. You guys let me sit here and contemplate it too long, and then I started moving people
everything's
around.
Everything's our fault.
Yeah, it is.
All right, blindfold it up.
Because you don't know how to do stuff.
Do you want to blindfold and let them come and take their pants off and stand in front of you?
No, thank you.
Okay.
Bring in contestant number one, please.
I feel
or
like
A,
he,
as Carmen calls
I feel him. Like he's going to go back down to four.
Oh. You think this is bad now?
I just feel like I got one right.
All right. Go ahead. He's here, Carmen, if you want to ask him some questions. First of all,
no,
short guy, tall guy?
I don't know.
So, talk to Carmen a little bit.
Howdy.
Howdy. Yeah. This is a guy I believe you liked, The Ranch on Netflix. He yeah, was
right.
The
construction.
Underground.
Yeah. Underground.
So tell me what you people. What you think he looks like.
So he works with his hands. I feel like he's a...
Late pipe for a living.
Typical, like, blue-collared American.
Fat or skinny?
Skinny, because he's underground.
That makes sense.
You don't want to get stuck like the Thai kids?
Yeah.
Tall or short?
Ooh, tall.
That's pretty good. Take off your blindfold, Carmen, and meet.
Hi.
Very tall. How tall are you, sir?
6'4".
Told you.
Very skinny.
Yep.
You got it right. I bet you has a huge wiener.
Hey.
Long, skinny, down to the knee wiener.
All right, listen, so I'm pretty solid right now.
So far you're happy with your choices?
Yeah.
You're ranking right.
I would say maybe like 3 and 4 could switch.
All right.
Sorry, Dad.
All right, thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you for playing. Carmen, Spanish. Bring him out, Carmen, blindfold it up.
Okay.
And let's bring in the man of your dreams.
The Here man comes the guy that you're going to marry.
Right.
Oh, yeah, you have to. That's not, you picked him.
I didn't sign up for that.
His voice was so wonderful. You said he was young.
He was young.
Talk to him. He's here in the studio right
he
now.
He sounds like a lot of fun. This is the one who liked Law and Order.
Are you a lot of fun, sir?
I am a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yep. I know he is. Listen, I can already tell I'm right.
Really? Are you excited right. about this?
Yeah.
And what do you think he looks like? Is he tall or short or what?
Doesn't matter. I have a lot of money.
Oh.
On his wallet. No, I don't think he's not like super tall like the last guy.
Uh-huh.
He's average height, but he's I feel like he has a baby face, like he's clean shaved, and he kind of almost looks kind of like a frat boy. It sounds like
we're pretty good, Carmen.
Wow, you're really good. Yeah.
All right, take off your blindfold.
Yeah.
How's it going?
What's up?
So that means I won. So do I get best of Bay or do I get a date with Carmen?
Yes, all of the above. All of the above. You want a chicken mini? We'll give you one of those, too.
No, she's got to eat them all.
What do you got, Emily?
This is 18.
Eight.
Oh, my God.
Crushing you.
Yeah.
Crushing
she's
you.
She's crushing me. She hasn't beat me yet, but.
Yeah.
I'll get there.
Yep. Yeah. She's got 20 minutes to eat three.
Yeah.
So you're in good shape there.
Yeah.
So, Carmen, with the blindfold off, seeing all of them now, were you right the way you ranked them?
Well, no. Like I said, you could switch 3 and 4, definitely.
Okay.
And then, I don't know, I'm a fan of tattoos, so I would actually go,
So you'd switch 3 to 4.
I would go A, C, B, D.
A, C.
Because I like tall guys, I like tattoos, yeah.
Well, right. Now I got to kill myself.
No.
She dropped you down to third once you saw you, sir.
Jeez.
She loved you before. You were young.
I have a few tattoos.
Guy.
I don't have that many. I mean, come on.
No, I didn't see your tattoos. Okay, no, you can see it, too.
No, I wasn't one.
This is kind of...
You were at one ahead of everybody.
Yeah.
Perfect height. You're going to be at 4 soon.
Baby face. We're chilling out. Listen, young.
They were all good-looking guys, but...
Now that you've seen them.
No, but this is what I'm saying. Like, this isn't fair because they're all good-looking guys. There's not one who's, like, extremely ugly or who's extremely
hot. Oh, Danny's
hot.
Pretty ugly.
But they're all, like, very close on the spectrum. You didn't get, like, a 1, a 5, and a 10. You got 5, 6, 7, 7. You know what I mean?
Hey, man. Don't yell at me.
Well,
there's a lot of pressure.
You guys didn't do it right.
Whatever. Hey, I'm not going to complain next week whenever they bring in a North Korean and a South Korean. I'll be able to tell.
I'm going deep. I'm going, I got a girl from Laos coming in.
That's fine.
You're never going to get any of these.
Anyway, I would just like to say all the guys
I bought them. I'm not flying them in. I actually own them now.
Perfect.
I got to pick them up.
Amazon.
They're going to be free when I'm done. Yeah. All right. Well, guys, thank you very much for offering your good looks and your patience today.
Thank
and your
you.
Sexy voices.
Absolutely.
If you guys feel free to take a chicken mini on the way out. Emily, where are we at?
Three left.
Okay.
That'll be
21.
Can you do it?
She can do it. She can do it. If you get it done, Carmen's going to give you tickets to 97X of Shindig. She's got a whole bunch of them to give away. Let me take a quick break. It's a Mike Calta show. We'll keep progress on Emily. And Alan Alda will join us at the top of the hour. It's a Mike Calta show. It's 102.5 The Bone.
The Mike Calta show on 102.5 The Bone.